final game for the area teams, and I'm sure both these teams are biting at the bit to play their first round game of the state tournament, Maywood Hayes Center and Howells Dodge. Let's talk now with Wolves coach Kim Stingle. And coach, playing that 7:45 game here on a Thursday, one of the final games, I'm sure you and your girls biting at the bit. Gosh, let's play this game for crying out. Everybody's got a game except us.
Right, yeah. And I mean, it felt like 5:30 was an eternity waiting for a district finals game. And so, yeah, 7:45 is even past that. But we did a good job to, you know, keep everyone healthily distracted and keep them tuned in and well rested and ready to go.
Nice job in your district final, coach. Really played well, boy. I saw the box score and everything with three and double figures. Kayleen and Chris and also Blakely all kind of led your way. And gosh, you had two girls over 23 and 25 points respectively. Scores came out and really led the way, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It took a little while to get Carissa going, but Blakely and Kaylee both just kind of dug in and said, we're doing this with or without everybody. But yeah, the girls, they rebounded well and played great defense. Weaving Water was a very high quality team for a, 3-14 seed matchup. But we knew that they'd be playing fast and that we needed to match that as well and try and get stops on their leading scores as well, which we played great defense, but their good players still got into double digits, and they had their one shooter who everyone reported to me was pretty streaky. She got hot and hit four threes, but yeah, the girls hung on and got it done.
Yep, and on your home court, as we talked about going into that game, you've always kind of been on the road for district finals, and finally you had a game on your home court. Girls, we're not going to let this one slide. We're going to win this baby and punch that ticket.
Right, yeah, and that, I mean, we travel a lot of places all the time, but that extra trip last year to Homer, I mean, everybody was excited and whatnot, but not having to travel is really key, even if at a neutral site. Just getting that home court advantage was just really huge and really special, because then anybody who wants to come to the game can come because it's at home. So, yeah, a very great opportunity that the girls worked really hard all season to earn. So it's so awesome that it came through.
I know you've been busy watching a lot of film on Howells Dodge, a team that 19-7, actually one of their best years. Looking back to the last 5 years, this is one of their best years they've had in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and they have a crew of juniors, so they'll, I'm sure, be looking to be just as good next year. They play a real high-quality schedule as well, too, some bigger opponents, so it's fun to see, different teams, and, we don't have any common opponents and know a lot about their opponents, that name, Howells Dodge, is a very reputable name. They have a lot of high-quality athletes every year, volleyball, basketball, and obviously their football program too. And so we'll just go get after it and see what we can do.
Kylie Brokacek, I think is how you pronounce it, about a 5'9 guard, about 15 points a game. She's kind of sounds like their go-to player this year.
Yeah, she is. She's a really nice player, a little bit taller. She's strong inside, outside, good defender. And she'll be one of our key focuses, as well as their post on the inside, number 52. We're just working on things to fine tune. I mean, we went up against a very quality post this season with the Spargo girls out of Dundee County and Kristen Cheek. And, there's a lot of, similar type opponents. So we can easily reference them, in comparison to what we're looking at with Howells Dodge.
Are they a fast team? They really get up and down quickly? Maybe one of the faster teams this year?
Not after watching Weeping Water, who is so fast. they're not as fast as them. But they played and transitioned against Cross County, kind of one of their games later in the season. And then they like to slow it down, too, and really work it in to their post and get some, post touches. She touches the ball on a lot of possessions with inside outs, and some post moves, and they do a really nice job getting it into their post. So it just a little bit different look than what we've seen transition wise, but we'll we'll see what speed they're playing against us.
Exactly right. Golden opportunity. You're going to have a lot of fans down there at Devaney once again for the 7:45 game, Coach. And, gosh, we hope you get it done. And another 7:45 game the next night. And then an 8:15 championship game on Saturday. Boy, if they run the table, let's get her done this year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, last game of the day will be a little bit tough, but nobody's going to be complaining because we're just pumped to be there.